On November 8th, 2016, America arrived at a fork in the road. Turn left, and America would have become a majority non-white nation, with everything that entails. Turn right, and perhaps America could be saved by halting white demographic replacement. All we needed was a Republican who had the vision to see the problem, the courage to do something about it, and the political skill to get into the White House. In short, we needed a miracle. Only a god could save us, or a god emperor. It was a moment of decision long predicted by far-sighted conservatives from Peter Brimlow and Patrick Buchanan to Wilmot Robertson, all the way back to Lothrop Stoddard and Madison Grant. The Democrats have been working for more than 50 years to create a permanent Democratic majority by promoting non-white immigration from the Third World. This is a sound strategy based on enduring non-white voting preferences. For instance, blacks in America routinely give more than 90% of their votes to Democrats. Hispanics routinely give more than 60% of their votes to Democrats. This means that as non-white populations rise, Republicans will become less and less competitive. Already, they are not even bothering to run candidates in majority non-white districts in California and elsewhere around the country. If this demographic transition continues, eventually it will be simply impossible for Republicans to be elected president. This would be the death knell for everything conservatives hold dear. Imagine, for instance, the fate of the Second Amendment in a Supreme Court appointed by a permanent Democratic administration. But mainstream Republicans have always been in denial. That day will never come, they said for decades. Then, in the 1990s, they switched their line to, there's nothing we can do about it except reach out to non-whites. The common denominator of both positions? Do nothing. Republicans either evaded the problem for fear of being called racists, or actively colluded with the Democrats in order to undermine American wages and replicate the low-wage, low-tech plantation economy model in America. Bribery, blackmail, and treason can't be ruled out as well. Trump was our last chance to stop the Democrats from electing a new people. If Hillary Clinton got in, she would have amnestied tens of millions of illegal aliens, opened the floodgates of the Third World even wider, and made it impossible to preserve America's white majority and the culture, economic system, and political institutions created by European Americans. Then white nationalists would have had to go to Plan B, creating white ethnostates by breaking up America. But make no mistake, despite the hysteria of the left, America has not elected an alt-right shitlord. Donald Trump is a nationalist and a populist, yes, but he is also a civic nationalist, not a racial nationalist, and a pragmatic centrist. Trump represents exactly what the American people want, a government that combines center-right values and political realism, a center-left welfare state, a non-interventionist and realist foreign policy, a willingness to intervene in the economy to preserve the middle class, and a commitment to patriotism and national greatness. The Republicans and Democrats had a gentleman's agreement never to offer us what we want. All we were given is another increasingly small portion of elitist globalism, elaborately plated with a few decorative sprigs or sprinkles of populism. But those days are over. Trump has permanently realigned American politics. Henceforth, the choice will be between nationalism stroke populism and globalism stroke elitism. Trump will not forget the betrayal of the Republican establishment and the conservative intelligentsia, such as it is. There will be a new wave of nationalist populists rising behind him to replace them. Their time is done. It should have surprised no one that Trump's acceptance speech signaled a shift toward the center. Again, he is not the right-wing extremist his enemies made him out to be. And the alt-right is not the powerful force the Republican cucks and Democratic Kool-Aid drinkers have made us out to be. The alt-right is not going to be riding Trump's coattails into positions of political power, and he'd brush us off if we even tried. Just look at how David Duke fared in Louisiana. Under the first Trump administration, the role of the alt-right is to be the loyal opposition. We understand the real significance of Trump's election, perhaps better than Trump himself. This is white America's revolt against demographic Armageddon. But in 4 years, many of the whites who elected Trump will be dead, and many of the children of the non-whites who voted against him will turn 18. That means that Trump must take action immediately. We can't wait to build a wall. On day one of his presidency, he has to begin enforcing all existing immigration laws. He has to stop the invasion and deport between 30 and 50 million illegals and their families. That will give white America and white nationalism a few decades of breathing room. It would be inhumane to break up families, you say? That's why we'll send them all back together. Trump's ban on Muslim immigration is a very popular idea, but many Americans are not comfortable targeting a religiously defined group. It might not even be constitutional. Fine then, let's have a total and complete ban on all immigration until we figure out what's going on. If we can't single out Muslims, then the overriding necessity of keeping them out dictates that we stop all immigration. But what if there's another Holocaust? Thank goodness this time Jews can go to Israel. If Trump is going to be reelected, and if Donald Jr. is going to be elected in 2024, I might as well be the first to put that one out there, we are going to have to purge and gerrymander the electorate and create a permanent Republican majority. Some suggestions. 1. Non-citizens cannot be allowed to vote. Trump should refuse to seat the California congressional delegation because the state allowed non-citizens to vote. All of California is a rotten borough, and until it cleans up its voter rolls, we might as well extend the wall around it. This goes for any other state or electoral district that allows non-citizens to vote. 2. Create new, reliably Republican states. Northern California should become Jefferson. Upstate New York should break away from New York City and Long Island. Southern Illinois should break away from Chicago's orbit. That alone would mean 6 more Republican senators, as well as additional Republican representatives and electoral college votes. 3. Purge the voter rolls of dead people, duplicate voters, and felons, and vigorously prosecute and jail those who commit voter fraud. 4. Decrease opportunities for electoral fraud by eliminating mail-in ballots and early voting, requiring valid ID that proves citizenship, installing facial recognition technology to prevent the same people from voting multiple times with different IDs, and making voting machine software and hardware completely transparent and open source. Electing Donald Trump to his first term was just the battle for Helm's Deep. The battle for Middle Earth is about to begin.